It's day two for Queen Elizabeth's visit to Ireland. That included a symbolic stop at Croke Park, the Dublin stadium where 14 people were killed by British forces during the Irish fight for independence from the UK in 1920. Queen Elizabeth is the first British monarch to set foot in Ireland in 100 years. But she's not the only high-profile visitor this month. Next week, President Barack Obama will visit Moneygall, where his great-great-great-grandfather lived before fleeing the potato famine in the 19th century. The BBC's Mark Simpson reports the town's residents have been busy.
Singing along was the village's Church of Ireland rector, Canon Stephen Neal. Using church records, he helped to trace President Obama's Irish roots. But can we be sure that Obama's Irish ancestry is not just a convenient Irish myth?
There's no myth about this. Having dealt with genealogists for the last number of years since this story broke, I've discovered they're the most conservative of animals, and they're not prepared to make any leaps of faith. Before any public statements were made by any of the genealogists, they lined up all the evidence and weren't prepared to make any statements until they satisfied themselves that this was a cast iron case and that Barack Obama's ancestral home is here in Templeharry Church and in Moneygall Village.
Still living in the village are some of Obama's distant relatives, including Henry Healy and his family.
Our connection goes back to 1761, a marriage between Sarah Healy and Joseph Kearney. And Sarah Healy would be a great-grandmother of Fulmouth Kearney, who emigrated from this house behind us in 1850 to the United States. So that would make our family connection would be about eighth cousins to President Barack Obama.
Sometimes you pinch yourself the thought that he could be walking down this street in a couple of weeks' time.
Definitely, you have to pinch yourself because it's still, until he actually is here, I don't think it'll really sink in. I got a bit taken aback when I seen the CIA here back 2 weeks ago, so I can only imagine my own reaction when the man himself actually lands here in the village.
Some Americans have already landed. Tourists are coming by the coachload. Moneygall is not easy to find. It's almost 2 hours from Dublin by car. So why is the American president going out of his way to come here? Who better to ask than some of those tourists?
Because I think he's really a people person, and he's a man for everyone, and he just wants to connect.
Well, I think we see already on the American press that he's laying his groundwork for the re-election. And in doing that, he seems to have a footprint of everywhere in the world, and he's going to go for the American-Irish vote. And so having the Chicago roots just so happens he's got ancestry here in Ireland. And I know he likes a good glass of Guinness, so that's a good reason to stop at the pub.
Irish people haven't had much to sing about since the country's economic collapse. And the security bill for the American president's trip will not help the public finances. But here in Moneygall, no one seems to care. They're determined not to let politics or economics spoil the party.
That report from the BBC's Mark Simpson.